This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
And to kick off this program, it's my pleasure to introduce our two speakers, Carolyn Light and Nora Tarote. So Carolyn has been our director of Transplant Clinical Operations, Administrative Director for the last 2 years, and she has really embraced this ECHO project and done a great job to make this happen and also provide great leadership for a huge number of staff within the liver transplant and abdominal organ transplant program. And most of you know Dr. Nora Tarote, and I want to say something interesting about Nora. You know, every year, I think for the last 6 years, whenever I assign her a topic, I mean, she's a perfectionist. She always would change the title a little bit. And so I think that, and she always make it sound much better than the one I gave her. So I said, you know, what is ECHO? And she said, ECHO has finally arrived. So she's really the driving force behind this this very innovative program. And then all the hard work that they have done is finally come to fruition. So I'm excited to hear more about the ECHO program. Okay, so Caroline. Which one? Nope. Yeah, that's it.
Well, welcome, everyone, and thank you, Francis, for giving us the opportunity to really bring ECHO to you all. And I'm going to start out, and Carolyn's going to join in a bit later. And I like to call this my TED Talk, because actually I've used this set of slides to try to do a little recruitment, so you're sort of being recruited here. So everyone in this room knows that there's been an amazing revolution, really, in HCV therapy in the last 3 years. We moved from sort of doing the sledgehammer approach to treatment with PEG interferon or ribavirin, and now are in an era where we have this very sort of fine-tuned, great finesse with our therapy, very targeted therapies based on really inhibition of key enzymes in the replication cycle. And now you all know that we're at a point where we can offer really a 90% cure rates to the vast majority of our patients. There's a few groups that we're still working on, and that's actually the subject of my topics for later today. But really, this is an amazing time where we can really talk about cure, and we can really, I think, for the first time, talk about trying to eradicate HCV infection. And really, treatment is now quite easy. We have regimens that are of low complexity, a pill a day, as short as 8 weeks treatment. The monitoring is very simple. Side effects are pretty infrequent and easily managed. And we're talking about shorter and shorter treatments. Right now, the standard is typically 12 weeks, but I guarantee you that within the next year or two, we're going to be moving to 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and potentially even shorter. So with this kind of new recognition that we have therapies that we can offer to patients, it has brought both providers back into the treatment arena because they now can execute treatment in a much simpler way and with less investment of their time and energy. And most importantly, it's brought patients back into the treatment arena. New patients that are newly diagnosed, but also the ones that were diagnosed 5 years ago and now they see the commercials on TV and they're coming back into the office saying, I heard there's a cure. So really with this kind of recognition that we've got a lot of patients that still need to be treated and really a relatively modest number of providers was really the impetus behind our ECHO program. And indeed, I really am a big proponent that I think we can eradicate HCV in California for sure, and I think even broader than that. I think we really do have HCV on the run, but the problem is not solved, and it's not solved because we've got kind of breakdowns in the pathway to cure and eradication. And this you've seen many times. This is the cascade of care that we refer to for hepatitis C. It really tells us if we're going to eradicate this infection from California, from the United States, all the points of that need to occur. First and foremost, screening to find the individuals who are infected. But then they have to be linked to care. They got to get ready for treatment. They have to be prescribed it. You got to get it authorized. And then only then are you really at that point where you can offer cure. And we recognize that if we're going to really make it real, that we're going to stamp out hepatitis C, that we really have to take up the reins of actually advocating for this on a much bigger scale. And we recognize the first steps, which is diagnosis, screening and diagnosis, really lies with primary care physicians. And so part of our ECHO program is very much directed where it's primary care physicians. They're our front line for our program. But we also need more treaters. And this is where you in the room also come into play. We need more individuals who are going to step forward and actually say, I am going to be expert in treating. And we're really aiming to really try to build the number of treaters here in the Northern California Central Valley area, really to expand it throughout California and even into Nevada. So Carolyn's going to take over.
Hi, everybody. So by show of hands, who in the room has heard of ECHO or is familiar with the model? So I think just our ECHO team back there.
Yay,
okay.
ECHO team.
So we have a short clip about ECHO that I'm going to show you guys. It's only like a minute and a half, and it sums up pretty nicely what ECHO's all about.
So. Project ECHO is a performance optimizer. Think of it as a high-speed internet connection for the healthcare system. It spreads new medical knowledge throughout the healthcare system, from university medical centers and other specialty care sites, to the front lines of community care. Rather than information flowing in one direction, community providers learn from specialists. They learn from each other, and specialists learn from community providers as new best practices emerge. Under ECHO, community providers use video technology to participate in guided practice with specialist mentors. They acquire new skills that allow them to treat patients they otherwise would have referred out. Patients with complex chronic conditions get high-quality care where they live from providers they know. No waiting months to see a specialist. No long drives back and forth to get critical care. ECHO exponentially increases access to specialty care by moving knowledge instead of moving patients. Suffering and pain are reduced, and lives are improved and even saved. Project ECHO, changing the world fast. Join us at echo.unm.edu.
Are you part of the ECHO?
So ECHO was first created in 2003 by Dr. Sanjeev Arora at the University of New Mexico, and he was really frustrated. There were so many New Mexicans with Hep C that had very little access to treatment. He ran one of only two clinics in the entire state, so he had really long wait times. So he developed ECHO as a way to empower community providers to start treating Hep C. So the beauty of ECHO, it's a really simple model, but it solves for a lot of the problems that we see in healthcare. As you know, specialists are often located in urban settings. People out in the rural areas have a hard time. It's very difficult getting to the specialist. It's very expensive. So ECHO really helps to reduce disparities in access to care by getting providers together, educating them, connecting them to one another. Ultimately, we're improving the quality of the care and the safety of the care that's being provided. And ECHO clinics typically take place every week or every other week, so they're very frequent. That allows for rapid dissemination of new information and best practices. And ultimately, the model helps reduce variations in care by bringing everyone together. We see greater efficiency, and again, by keeping the patients in their communities and treating them where they're located, it provides better access for them and reduces wait times in specialty clinics, so our specialists can see the more complex patients that they need to see. So at UCSF, we just launched this week, like 2 days ago, our first ECHO clinic focusing on Hep C, and we're very excited about that. We've been planning this for the last 9 months or so. I think we're all kind of surprised that we got it together, but it went live on Wednesday. It was a big success. And what Nora said earlier about there being a huge gap between the number of patients infected and those that are receiving treatment, we really wanted to try to do what we could to bridge that gap. So we're using ECHO as a way to engage providers to help them build skill and confidence in screening and treating for Hep C. So us at the Academic Medical Center, we're the hub, and all of the providers that are participating are referred to as the spokes. We do bi-monthly video conferences, so two times a month we get together for an hour and a half. There's a brief didactic portion, about 15 minutes, that we record. We make it available online on demand for anyone that wants to watch it again or for the first time. And we're working on getting CME accreditation, so that we'll provide that at no cost to the participants. After the didactics, the case presentations by the spokes, so they, ahead of time, they provide information. It's all, there's no PHI, but they provide some basic information about their patients. We discuss them in a group setting, I think we had two people last week, or this week, sorry, that volunteered to be our first two presenters, and it went really well. This is our ECHO team. Dr. Tro is our program director. We have nurse practitioners, physician assistants, pharmacists. We have a psychiatrist on the team. Of course, our project coordinator and our IT support to make sure that the clinics run smoothly. So ECHO has been replicated across the United States. I think there's over 40 different ECHO clinics. It's also moved globally, so it's happening in Canada, Ireland, India, Uruguay. And there's over 40 different common but complex conditions that are the areas of focus. So Hep C, HIV, substance abuse, ADHD, lots of different areas of focus. So at UCSF, our plan is to start with Hep C, but then eventually broaden to other liver and transplant-related areas of focus.
So now that you know what ECHO is, and you, I hope, appreciate that there's a big need for us to identify more treaters, more testers, I always like to leave with this slide as to why you'd want to become part of our learning network, to become one of our spokes. We are looking for HCV champions, and we hope that you'll think about being the HCV champion in your practice, in your group, your community. And I have a little cartoons as to why. I mean, most importantly, I think we have to save lives. It's thought that the baby boomers, that about 25% of them have cirrhosis, and most of them don't know it. If we're going to prevent deaths from liver cancer and decompensated disease, we need to find them, and we need to treat them. So really, as a spoke, you can play a role in really saving lives by being that expert. It's a great opportunity, I think, to grow as a provider, to get new skills, more knowledge. We work a lot on the efficiencies of doing treatment administration. There's a lot of complexities in getting authorizations and actually working through the multiple steps of getting the medications, and I've got a top-notch pharmacy team to help with that. And my last bullet there is that we're really, really nice, and we're keen to really make this work. I have an amazing team of nurse practitioners, physician assistants, pharmacists, Carrie as my program director, and I must say that Carolyn and the administrative team have been phenomenal. We're really, really committed to kind of making this work and to being kind of your resource for HCV treatment, so please become an HCV champion. So our commitment really is to be this mentorship team and to support individuals in the community who want to become experts in HCV treatment. And we're here really to make that happen. So we have our email there, and of course you can reach out to me or any members of the team. We'd love to have you join us. And as Carolyn pointed out, this is really just the beginning. HCV ECHO is just our first disease to work with, and we have plans, I think, for the future for even more liver diseases and transplant-related clinics to potentially come forward. So thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.